Can you just tell us what the Mardi Gras Film Festival is all about?
So the Mardi Gras Film Festival turns 24 this February, and we're basically run by an organization called Queer Screen, and we put on two festivals per year, Mardi Gras Film Festival in February and then Queer Screen Film Fest in September. We're all about showing the best new LGBTIQ cinema from around the world and from Australia.
Sure, and so what is it this year that you're particularly interested in?
I think what is really important for this year is the increased representation of diversity. And when I talk about diversity, I mean diversity of genre of the films, diversity of ethnicity of the films and countries of the films, diversity of sexuality featured in the films, just diversity, diversity.
So this sort of goes beyond just the notion of the LGBTQI community as we know it in terms of, well, whatever that represents,
or yep,
different people that represent, but it also reaches out to a diverse audience within Australia, I'm assuming.
Yeah, of course. I suppose if you look at it festival from festival, like this year we have more films featuring people of colour stories, more films featuring women, more films featuring transgender stories. So I think that's what's really important, that the films reflect the community.
So it actually reflects the complexity within the community.
Yeah,
the diversity,
yeah, yeah,
within the community.
Because I think a lot of the time, LGBTIQ films that come out of mainstream cinemas, they show one small side of the community. Whereas with a festival like ours, we're able to show all types of stories. And I think a lot of the mainstream films focus largely on people coming to terms or struggling with their sexuality. Whereas we like to show films that the character happens to be LGBTIQ and the story happens.
Sure, and if we can just step outside of the film festival just for a minute, and how do we see the current dialogue happening right now in terms of this diversity in relation to the LGBTQI community?
I think it's really happening a lot, and I think a good film to talk about here now is Moonlight, and with the Oscars, because if we look at the Oscars this year, there's a lot of African Americans being nominated, whereas last year there wasn't. And I think a film like Moonlight, the power of a film like Moonlight really shows you that there are being made excellent films featuring people of color, you know, and I think that film has done so well. It's like probably our fastest selling film in the festival, you know. I think a lot of people in the community are very aware of focusing on diversity when it comes to films, and there's a lot more films being made, you know?
In a way, you can see the intersection or the overlapping interests among different movements around the world concerning diversity.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And which other films are you looking forward to watching? What can people expect from this festival in particular?
I think one of our mottos this year, there's something for everyone, and I really think there is. I really love the opening night film. It's an Irish film, A Date for Mad Mary. It's won countless awards, it's won audience awards, it's an Australian premiere, and it's a comedy about Mary, who's just come out of jail, and she's desperate to find a date for her best friend's wedding. She goes on dates with lots and lots of different men, nothing comes together, then she meets the wedding photographer, who happens to be a woman, and I'm sure you can imagine what happens. Another film I'm really looking forward to is 154. It stars Anton Pure and Olivia, who was in Xavier Dolan's Cannes winner Mummy, and it's about him suffering at the hands of bullies. And again, it's a very important film for Australian audiences because it highlights the importance of the Safe Schools program. Because in this film, his fellow pupils and teachers let him down because he's being bullied about his sexuality, you know? It's a very, very important film.
What's the name of this film?
154. Yeah. Another film, The Woman, The Revival, Women in the World. Again, a film about people of colour, about five travelling poet musicians who travel across America, celebrating being of colour, celebrating being queer. I think it's a really powerful, important film.
One of the things that I'm interested in is actually looking at how the festival engages with its audience in different ways. Now, you just mentioned that there's also a forum taking place.
Yeah.
And this runs alongside the film festival or the films that we'll be screening.
Yeah, I think that's an important question because to be able to engage with a very diverse and eclectic community, you have to have the programming. So we do try and program, as I said earlier, films for everyone. and you brought up the Asia Pacific Queer Film Festival Alliance, which we're a member of. So we're really lucky to have about 16 delegates coming from the Asia Pacific, and we're going to have a forum on the importance of LGBTIQ cinema in the Asia Pacific. And to coincide with that, we're also going to have a focus on Asia Strand. We were showing seven new and old films, everything from Ang Lee's The Wedding Banquet to a new film from South Korea, Our Love Story. So in terms of engaging, we try to do a lot. And even we really try to engage youth. We have a free youth screening of a film called Coming Out. It's a documentary about Alden Peters, who filmed himself coming out to friends and family. And if you've ever come out, you're just like, you follow the story, you're like, oh, oh. And it's a free youth screening. He'll be here, and then we're going to have a panel afterwards. We also have a free senior screening as well of a film called Jonathan, and then we have afternoon tea. So we're really trying to work with the community and engage and provide content that they'll like. Also provide content that they wouldn't necessarily go to see, but then they come and see it and they enjoy it, you know?
And there's also a chance for people to volunteer. Is that still, do you still need volunteers at this point in time?
People can sign up, and hopefully there's a few shifts. So if they just go to the website, queerscreen.org.au, they can find more information.
What is the message that you'd like audiences to take away after they watch any of the films?
I think ultimately that LGBTIQ stories aren't one story. We've got lots and lots of stories, and also some of the best films being made are about LGBTIQ characters. So obviously the festival is for an LGBTIQ audience. However, it is for fans, cinephiles of cinema. So if you love cinema, you should come along as well and join the party, because it's fun seeing films with a predominantly LGBTIQ audience.
Yeah, and people who don't live in Sydney can also have the opportunity to watch these films, right?
Yeah, so the festival's on in Sydney, February 15th to March 2, mainly at Event Cinemas George Street, then also at Cremorne Orpheum in Cremorne, and then also Golden Age. But then we go to the Blue Mountains, Riverside Parramatta, and Canberra in March and April. Yeah.
Great, thank you very much, Paul.
Okay. Thank you very much.